For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Victims of recent flooding in eastern Kentucky will receive some $45 million from FEMA to begin rebuilding. SOAR, or Shaping Our Appalachian Region, is a nonprofit focused on economic development. CEO Joshua Ball says running a small business is challenging enough under normal circumstances.
The weight of trying to make payroll every 2 weeks and now having a flood. We just wanted to be there so that we can listen to those impacted and get them the resources.
Seven nonprofits and the Small Business Administration have opened up local business recovery centers. Ball hopes to get money into the community quickly.
It is tough. Recovery is just not cleaning up the mud and wiping down the walls, but we always come together. We always roll our sleeves up. We always bounce back.
Agricultural work has its own dangers. Severe heat waves have added to the risks and fatalities, which have doubled since the early 1990s. Zander Brown has more.
Emory University researchers have found that long-term exposure to extreme heat can lead to chronic dehydration and acute kidney injury in farm workers. Heat-related deaths in rural areas are also compounded due to a scarcity of healthcare facilities.
We know that farm workers have much higher rates of fatality than any other industry.
Julie Fulcher with Public Citizen adds the risks aren't unique to agriculture. Outdoor laborers in construction, utilities, and first responders, including EMTs and firefighters, will also be more heavily impacted by breakdowns in infrastructure from rising temperatures, like melted highways.
The heat is creating a problem, and then we've now got these workers having to go out in the heat and deal with it, and often at high speed.
Fulcher says federal legislation to give workers more protection is stalled, and new rules from OSHA typically take years to enact. So far, OSHA has not responded to Public Citizen and other groups calling for emergency standards. I'm Zander Brown.
Gardeners, cooks, and small farmers relied on canneries for decades, and there are signs of a slow rebirth. At Virginia's Food Works, infrastructure upgrades allow the daily production of 2,000 glass jars of food from home growers and small businesses. Director Hannah Evans says visitors always ask the same question.
My wife and I used to go to these municipal canning facilities all the time and can up our goods, and I just wonder what happened to them.
After World War II, the U.S. had nearly 4,000 public canneries to help families preserve produce from their victory gardens, promoted to counter wartime shortages. Only a handful remain, and Evans says the funding her nonprofit receives from Prince Edward's County is critical.
That to us shows their commitment, that they want us to stick around and that they want this to be a part of the community for a long time to come.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.